Okay, so you've sent us this fascinating collection of insights today, and it's all focused on lemongrass.
That's right.
Our mission, then, for this deep dive is to really unpack this Flavor Notes newsletter and pull out the most compelling, the most useful bits about this really vibrant citrusy herb.
It really is.
Think of this as your shortcut, your direct line to understanding what makes lemongrass so special, both, you know, in the kitchen and maybe beyond.
Absolutely. And lemongrass is one of those things, isn't it? You come across it quite often.
Yeah.
But when you actually dig a little deeper, there's this surprisingly rich story.
Huh.
And just a huge range of uses. It's worth exploring what makes it tick.
Okay. Let's start with maybe a little bit of evocative flavor.
Sounds good.
The newsletter kicks off with this short poem. It's called Blades of Gold.
Yeah.
In tropical air where the warm winds blow, a fragrant blade begins to grow. With lemony scent and citrus might, it lifts a dish, a pure delight. Brewed in teas or soups with flair, lemongrass whispers magic there.
Oh, that's lovely. It really brings that aroma to mind, doesn't it?
It does. That bright taste, you can almost picture those like golden green stalks.
Yeah, it sets the scene perfectly. And that bit about tropical air, spot on.
Right.
Lemongrass is native to South and Southeast Asia. Think India, Sri Lanka.
The Philippines, too, you mentioned.
The Philippines, exactly. Mm. And what's really interesting is how far back it goes.
Oh.
For centuries, it wasn't just about flavor. It was important in Ayurvedic medicine, other traditional Asian practices, too.
Right. So more than just cooking, the newsletter mentions uses like insect repellent.
Yeah. Insect repellent, home fragrance.
Wow.
Even for cleansing rituals.
Yeah.
Which suggests, you know, some pretty potent properties.
It really does. Those old uses probably came from all the aromatic compounds in it.
Likely, yeah. And of course, talking about food, you just can't overstate how vital it is in Thai, Vietnamese, and Filipino cooking.
Imagine Thai food without it.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's hard to picture.
So we've got the origins, the history. What about the plant itself? What's it look like, smell like? The newsletter says glossy, dark green leaves, sold whole, fresh, or dried.
That's the visual, yeah.
Yeah.
And the smell.
Yeah.
It's layered. You get that bright citrus first, obviously.
Like the lemon part.
But underneath, there's this subtle floral thing. Herbal notes, maybe hints of eucalyptus, clove, even mint sometimes.
Complete.
It's that mix of compounds that gives it that depth.
Definitely more going on than just lemon. And the actual flavor. It says mildly bitter.
A little bit, yeah. But alongside that distinctive depth. And it gets stronger, intensifies. With longer cooking.
Ah, okay. That hints at how it can really build character in a dish.
Precisely. That depth, how it develops with heat, that's key to why cooks love it.
Sure.
And, yeah, deeply rooted in Southeast Asia. But you see chefs everywhere using it now.
For that brightness.
For that unique brightness, yeah. And a kind of subtle earthiness, too. It works in all sorts of things.
The newsletter gives some great examples. Thai soups, obviously. Tom yum, tom kha gai.
Yeah. Flask. Can't beat them.
But also highlighting Vietnamese and Filipino marinades. Chicken, pork.
Oh, yeah. Seafood, too. Makes you want to fire up the grill, doesn't it?
It really does. And think about curries and spice pastes.
The backbone of so many. Blended with ginger, garlic, chilies, creating those amazing flavor bases.
Yeah. Then there's the whole refreshing side, teas.
Right. Steeped in teas or used in syrups, cordials for a bit of zing.
And I was really intrigued by infusing it into oils and broths.
Yeah.
And even desserts. Panna cotta, sorbet, lemongrass and panna cotta.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
See? That unexpected citrus lift. It's fantastic. Shows the versatility.
It really does.
And the newsletter has some good practical tips, like taking off those tough outer layers.
Right, to get to the tender bit inside for slicing.
Exactly. And for soups or broths, just bruising the whole stalk.
Give it a good whack.
Yeah, it helps release all those aromatic compounds more effectively. And you just fish it out before serving.
That makes sense. It breaks down the cell walls a bit. That's the idea. More flavor, less chewy stock.
Maximum flavor, minimum fuss. Okay, so when we're cooking with it, what does it pair well with?
Oh, it's a friendly ingredient. The list is pretty long. Think coconut milk, chili, ginger, coriander, garlic, lime.
The usual Southeast Asian suspects.
Exactly, those classic partners.
Yeah.
But it's also fantastic with fish, prawns, chicken.
Mm.
Complements them beautifully.
Okay, so it plays well with others. Now, shifting gears a bit. We mentioned those traditional medicinal uses.
Mm-hmm.
The newsletter talks about it being used as a digestive aid.
Right.
A fever reducer. And even a natural antimicrobial. That last one's interesting. Maybe help preserve food or fight off bugs.
Precisely. That's likely the historical reasoning.
Mm.
And it's also known for being calming, anti-inflammatory.
Mm.
You still find people using lemongrass tea today, you know, for anxiety, bloating.
Or just a comforting cuppa when you have a cold.
Exactly that.
And it's not just the plant itself. The essential oil gets mentioned too.
Yeah. For aromatherapy, natural cleaning products, it has that lovely, bright, clean scent.
It really does. And the newsletter has fun facts, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in the Caribbean, its folk name is fevergrass.
Ah, fevergrass. That links directly back to the fever-reducing thing, doesn't it?
Totally. A great connection across cultures. And also, its Filipino name, tangled.
Tangled, right.
Yeah.
Used in cooking and traditional remedies there, too.
It really shows how culturally embedded it is in different places.
And what's fascinating is comparing it to its cousin, citronella.
Ah, the mosquito candle one.
That's the one. Great for keeping bugs away.
Yeah.
But as the newsletter points out, you definitely wouldn't want to cook with it.
Uh-huh. No. Good distinction.
Similar plant family. Totally different uses based on their specific makeup.
And then there's this really wild one. NASA.
NASA. What about NASA?
They actually studied lemongrass for air purification on space stations.
Get out. Really? Air purification?
Yep. Talk about unexpected applications.
Wow. That just shows how potent this, you know, seemingly simple herb actually is.
For sure. Now, for some hands-on advice, there's a chef's tip.
Right. Always useful.
Right. It really hammers home that point about bruising the stalk.
Mm-hmm. Gotta unlock the flavor. Give it a good bash with the back of a knife or a rolling pin.
And if you need it finely chopped, peel off the tough outside bits.
And just mince that tender inner core.
Got it. And a great tip about leftovers.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Don't throw away the leftover stalks. Simmer them in stocks.
Ooh, good idea.
Or just steep them for tea. Get every last bit of flavor out.
Reduce waste, boost flavor. I like it. Smart.
Now, speaking of flavor, the newsletter features a recipe. Lemongrass gin syrup.
Ooh, lemongrass gin syrup. That sounds intriguing.
Right, and versatile.
Yeah, the idea is that the botanicals in the gin, they sort of create this interesting background note.
Ah, so they complement the lemongrass.
Exactly. They complement that bright, citrusy character really well. There's a suggestion for a lemongrass gin fizz cocktail, too.
That sounds incredibly refreshing, zesty.
Doesn't it? And you know how gin botanicals often have those herbal, citrusy notes anyway?
Yeah, like juniper, coriander.
Right, so it's a kind of natural synergy.
Makes perfect sense. And it offers variations, too. Tropical twist with coconut rum.
Hello, holiday. Sounds amazing.
Or a spiced version with ginger or cardamom.
Ooh, adding a bit of warmth. Nice complexity.
Those variations really show how adaptable it is, don't they?
Totally. And the citrus edge, adding lemon or lime zest, just doubles down on that brightness.
Mm. And importantly, they mention you can just leave out the gin.
Right. For a non-alcoholic version. Makes it great for everyone.
Definitely. And using it for icy treats, drizzled on fruit salad, sorbet, even making a granita.
Oh, a lemongrass granita. That would be perfect on a hot day. Captures that refreshing quality.
Absolutely. A brilliant base for light, flavorful desserts.
Yeah. And speaking of capturing the essence, there's this lovely Southeast Asian proverb in the newsletter.
Oh.
In lemongrass, you taste the sun.
Oh, I like that. That really sums it up, doesn't it? That bright, vibrant flavor.
It does. Poetic, but accurate.
And the author, Mark J. French, described as a chef, hotelier, consultant based in the UK and the Philippines.
Ah, okay. So bringing together classical training and global flavors.
Yeah, that mix definitely explains the kind of depth and breadth of the info shared here.
Gives you a good sense of his perspective on flavor.
Yeah.
And looking ahead, there's a mention of an upcoming book.
Yeah, Kitchen Essentials. Sounds like a guide for beginners or anyone wanting to nail the basics.
Covering things like knife skills, essential cooking methods.
Sounds really useful for building that kitchen confidence.
Definitely sounds like a practical resource.
So as we wrap up this deep dive then, what are the big takeaways on lemongrass? It's clearly, you know, so much more than just lemony.
Oh, for sure.
Deep history, loads of uses in and out of the kitchen. A really fascinating story overall. Lots of aha moments in that newsletter.
Absolutely. I mean, the versatility is just so impressive. From delicate desserts to being absolutely central in really robust, savory dishes, plus all those traditional medicinal uses. It just highlights the power in these natural ingredients.
It really does. So for you listening, how might this maybe spark your next kitchen adventure?
Mm-hmm.
Will you be bruising a lemongrass stalk for a broth, maybe? or experimenting with that, that intriguing gin syrup.
Lots of possibilities.
And we're always curious, you know, what other spices or herbs you might want us to explore next time. Let us know.
Yeah, do. Thanks for joining us.